Now, boys and girls, in our lessons in the Bible, in the New Testament scriptures of God, we've seen how the New Testament begins with the births of two babies. The first one to be born is the man who is going to be John the Baptist. And the second one, of course, is our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now, both of those births are very important. The birth of John the Baptist is very important under God. But of course, it's not really so important as the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because in the birth of Jesus, you remember, it wasn't just the birth of a baby, but it was God coming into this world to live in this world, first of all as a baby and then as a boy, and then growing up into a young man and then as a man, when he would go about preaching and teaching and performing miracles, and when, of course, he would eventually go and die the death of the cross, when he would rise again from the dead, and then when he would return to his Father in heaven once more. Well, last time we saw that one incident in the Bible that tells us about Jesus when he was a boy. And that's very important also because it tells us how our Lord Jesus Christ was a young boy and how he did those things, you remember, that he was told to do. And so he was obedient. That was the main thing. And of course, we're not obedient, are we, as boys and girls or as children? But our Lord Jesus Christ was obedient for us in that sense, because the Bible said that when he would come into the world, he would keep all the commandments of God, each and every one of them. And one of those commandments, of course, tells boys and girls, young people, to be obedient unto their parents. Well, then we're told nothing more about our Lord Jesus Christ, and of course nothing about John the Baptist, until we're then told how John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness. And he must have been a very strange figure, because the Bible tells us that he was dressed not like the people of his day, but he was dressed more like one of the Old Testament prophets in the Word of God. And so as John the Baptist came preaching, the one he was preaching about, of course, was the Saviour, our Lord Jesus, who was to come. There's a lot told us in the Bible about John the Baptist, but really, all I want you to do is to get some of the main things about John the Baptist in your heart and in your mind, and then when you read the Bible and you come across John the Baptist being spoken about, you can remember these three main things. Now, there were these. First of all, what he thought about Jesus Christ, who Jesus Christ really was, the one that he was preaching about. What did he think about Jesus? And then the other was this, what he said about Jesus, that Jesus had come into the world to do. And then the third thing is this, what people were to do in the light of what he told them about Jesus. And if you read the preaching of John the Baptist, you'll see this, that John the Baptist believed two very important things about our Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, of course, he believed that he was a man. So he speaks about him many a time and he says, there is a man who is coming after me. And so he believed that he was a man. He believed indeed that he lived in this world, that he ate food and he drank water, that he got tired, that he slept at night. He believed that he was a man. But that wasn't all that he believed about Jesus, of course, because that's not the whole truth about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was not only a man, but he was far more than a man. And if you read about what John the Baptist says concerning our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll discover that John the Baptist believed that Jesus was none other than God who had become a man. And so he says things like this. He says, the one who is coming after me, he says, he is preferred before me. He is greater than I am, he says, because he was before me. And so you see, he's saying that before he was born into the world, our Lord Jesus Christ already was. And God, of course, is the eternal God who was forever and evermore. And Jesus Christ was not only a man to John the Baptist, but he was God as well. We sometimes speak about Jesus as being the God-man. And of course, he was the Son of God who had become a man in order to redeem us. And so John the Baptist believed what we all must really believe concerning Jesus Christ, that he wasn't simply a man when he was in this world, but he was God who had become man, so that we might be saved from our sins, and so that we might be brought to God forever and evermore. And then also he spoke about what Jesus had come into the world to do. And again he said many things about our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in fact, he said, I'm not even worthy to stoop down and to loosen the sandals off his feet. He's so great. But one great thing he had come to do was this. One of the first words that John the Baptist speaks when he sees Jesus Christ coming to the River Jordan to be baptized, he says, Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. And what does he mean? Well, he means that Jesus had come into the world especially to do this. He had come to die to be a sacrifice, like a lamb that was sacrificed. He had come to die to be a sacrifice to take away our sins. Behold, he says, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You remember way back, well, it's really a couple of years ago now, when we were in the book of Exodus. You remember how God brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt where they were held as prisoners? He did it when they took the blood of a lamb, and when they sprinkled it over the doorpost and the lintels of their house where they lived. And God said that when he saw the blood, he would pass over the children of Israel, and he wouldn't bring the great punishment down on them. And John now says, here is the Lamb of God. And Jesus had come to shed his blood in order that we might be saved from our sins. And then the third thing, what people were to do in the light of all John told them about Jesus, who he was and what he had come to do. And so he says to people these words, he says, now repent and be baptized, every one of you, to take away your sins. Repent means turn around, be sorry. Be sorry for your sins. And the Bible tells us that we are to be sorry for the sins that we commit. But because Jesus died, you remember, to take away our sins, then when we are truly sorry for our sins and we come to God to ask for the forgiveness of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, then God forgives us for all our sins. And so John the Baptist came, the Bible says, preaching. And he was preaching as Jesus was going to come next to begin preaching. And so he preached about who Jesus really was, what Jesus had come to do, and he told men and women, young people, what they were to do on account of that. So you remember those three things about John the Baptist. The one that he preached about, he knew him to be not just a man, but indeed he was God who had become a man. And the reason that he had done that was in order that he might live and then go and die on the cross and shed his blood so that we could have forgiveness for our sins. So we are to see our sins. We are to be sorry for our sins. We are to ask God for Jesus' sake to forgive us for all our sins. And when we do that, then the Bible promises that indeed we are God's children and we are really Christians and believers in Jesus Christ the Lord.